This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Haney. On today's show, the Cincinnati USA Regional Chamber is looking for ideas for improving our region. But first, the next generation of business leaders may be working on their sales pitches at an elementary school near you. 4 years ago, Cincinnati Public Schools launched its Vision 2020 initiative to strengthen neighborhood schools through specialized new programming in partnership with the community. At Rothenburg Preparatory Academy and Westwood School, students in the 5th and 6th grades design, start, and maintain their own business as part of the school's Student Enterprise Program. Local business owners visit the classrooms to give real-world advice to the young entrepreneurs. Here to talk about the CPS Vision 2020 initiative and the Student Enterprise Program are Cincinnati Public Schools Deputy Superintendent and Chief Academic Officer Laura Mitchell, who was recently chosen to replace Mary Ronan as CPS Superintendent when she retires this August, Rothenburg Preparatory Academy Principal Amber Simpson, and Westwood School Principal Christopher Grant. You can join us at 513-419-7100. You can email talk at wvxu.org, or you can find us on Facebook or Twitter. Laura, Amber, and Chris, thank you so much for being here this afternoon. Good to see all of you.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Laura,
thank you.
Start us off, Laura, by telling us what Vision 2020 is.
Right. So we really heard from our community, and our community spoke loudly and clearly in terms of making sure that all of our communities have a high-quality school with a program focus, much like our magnet programs. And so the idea really came about when the board challenged us to think about their equity policy and resolution, to say that you shouldn't have to leave your community to get a program within your community. And so we started Vision 2020. And so the idea is that by the year 2020, all of our neighborhood schools will have a new program focus. So this year we launched 7 schools, and they have new programs. And so for Cheviot School, we have a gifted program. For Pleasant Hill, we have environmental science. For Chase and Woodford, we have arts and culture. For Hayes, a high-tech program. And for Rothenburg and Westwood, we have an entrepreneurship program for our students. And so it's very exciting to see our kids engaged in student enterprise at such an early age.
Yeah. What is that student enterprise program about? How does that work? Amber, you want to take that one on?
Sure. Student enterprise is really about giving the students the exposure and the ability to be creative with not only their ideas and thoughts, but to know that you can create a business, you can run a business, you can create a product that people can use and would be interested in purchasing. And so we're planting the seed in them, and they are really learning all the ins and outs of becoming their own business owners and creating and marketing their own products and materials.
And Christopher, you're talking about 5th and 6th graders. How's that work at the elementary level?
Oh, it works out great. So the 5th and 6th graders really are starting to understand the whole concept of what it means to be an entrepreneur. So the hope is that it becomes embedded within the culture of the school. So it gives you a brand, it gives you a hook. So the students really understand exactly what it means to be young entrepreneurs. So they love it. I mean, every area of the whole concept, they've embraced it. It becomes part of who they are, part of their culture, part of everything we do every day.
How many students participated in this at your schools?
So this first year, we started with 5th and 6th grade, and we're so excited that next year we're going to be phasing down to grades 3 and 4 as well. So we'll have 3rd through 6th graders working on an entrepreneurship focus for next school year.
Wow.
Right. And
same
ultimately, same here. And ultimately, we'll go school-wide K-6.
Now, Laura, how do these programs fit in the day-to-day curriculum of the schools? Are these extracurricular after-school activity?
So there are some extracurricular components that are added in, but this takes place during the school day because we want to make sure that all of our kids can take advantage of this. And so all of our kids can't stay after school for programs. So it's integrated into the curriculum. So on a weekly basis, these students receive instruction provided by the teachers, lessons that we actually were provided by the UC Economics Center to teach the kids the ins and outs of being an entrepreneur. So they start the very basic in terms of starting with the idea of a concept and field testing it. And so they have to take it from a very idea all the way to ideation, and also then being able to go before a Shark Tank and be able to present their idea. So on a weekly basis, the kids receive these lessons. And then we also integrated into this work field experiences for our students. So our kids got the opportunity to go out into the community and to visit local businesses and interview and talk to business owners. Business owners also come into the district to talk with the students as well, to work with them on their projects, and also to be a part of the Shark Tank experience. And so, again, what we're wanting to do is we want to get the kids excited about a passion and a dream that they have, and then teach them how they can take that dream and turn it into a career pathway and possibly a business.
What's that Shark Tank experience like for the students, Amber?
Wow, it's so exciting. The students are actually pitching their idea to a panel, and it can get pretty intense. We want them to get valuable feedback that will not only encourage them, but also to let them know that these are some things that maybe you need to go back and rethink. But the students come in one at a time or either with their partners, and they pitch their product idea. They have a presentation that they've prepared, either PowerPoint as well as visual boards that they use, and they get the feedback from the sharks, and the sharks tell them whether or not it's a product that they feel would be good to invest in or not.
In this case, who were the sharks, Chris? Who played that role? Was that teachers and staff?
Well, it can be teachers, staff, different partners from the community, business partnerships, district officials, et cetera. So these are people who actually come in and judge the students. And like Amber said, I mean, they give critical feedback that really kind of sharpens up the students. So they go back. I mean, they really embrace this. They go back and they make the necessary changes so that when they come in front of the sharks the next time, they can be better prepared. But to really watch the students really get into this and really embrace this whole concept has been amazing.
Do you have any students who might have been a little reluctant at first to do that?
Of
who said,
course.
I don't know if I can do this or not.
Right, and to watch their growth. So, I mean, we have students who maybe kind of start off in a group of three, and you have that one quiet student who really doesn't say too much. But to watch them grow and watch them shine and kind of move forward into the point person. And when they do their final, I mean, that final Shark Tank presentation, it's amazing just to see them blossom. So it's almost magical.
Yeah. So we actually give them two Shark Tank experiences this year. And so what Chris is saying is so true, to see the growth from mm-hmm. the first Shark Tank experience to the final Shark Tank. It's really remarkable. We have students who wouldn't even speak, and they're now, you know, standing tall and proud and taking initiative. And so that's what we want to see.
Mm-hmm. It's a great experience for the kids. Laura, how important is the partnering with the community part of this whole program?
Yeah, so it's extremely important because many of the people who actually work with our kids aren't entrepreneurs. So we want to put in front of our kids people who have actually walked the talk, and they are actually running businesses. And so those are types of partnerships that we've built. So, for example, we have a partnership with the UC Economics Center to provide our curriculum, and they have access to businesses. We also have a partnership with Mortar. Mortar is a group of young entrepreneurs, and they have a pop-up shop and an office down in OTR. And so they've partnered with us as well. We have Kathy Wade, who is a business owner. She's partnered with us and been a part of our Shark Tank experience. So our partners are very, very important. In addition to our kids pitching their own ideas, the kids entered into a business around dream coasters. And so the kids designed coasters in sets of four. So four kids together designed these coasters. And then they had to go before a Shark Tank experience to present their idea with a PowerPoint presentation, how much they're going to sell their product for, as well as identifying what percentage of the proceeds from the sale of the coasters were they going to demonstrate philanthropy. So give some money to a community person who would like to receive a small grant. And so we're also teaching our kids lots of different lessons that really coincide with math, science, social studies, and English language arts. But we're also teaching them some very valuable character lessons like perseverance and grit. and how to be determined and how to be confident. And also we're teaching them that you don't have to wait to become an adult to do something amazing with your life. And you don't have to be this rich person to be a philanthropist and to give to others. And so the kids did their launch of their coasters, and the Shark Tank experience provided the winners. And those coasters were actually then mass produced, and they were sold in a pop-up shop down in OTR. And so they were down there for two separate weekends selling their coasters. And over the course of those two weekends, they sold 365 sets of coasters.
And that's four each?
Correct.
Okay.
And then they brought in over $5,000 in sales.
That's a lot of coasters to sell.
Yes.
Describe these dream coasters to me, Chris or Amber. What were these?
So, as she said, they paired up together, groups of four, and they were given a four-quadrant coaster. And each person had a section where they were to make a drawing depicting their dream. What do you want to do with your life? And what are your goals? And so kids really got into it, and the coaster designs that were selected to be produced were based on the Shark Tank presentation and how well the group worked together. So think about all of the skill that went into that, the cooperative learning, and as she said, the determination and the grit. It was just really amazing to see, because unfortunately we have some kids who haven't started thinking about what they want to do. And this really started the juices to flowing. And so now they're thinking about what they want to be, and they're on a career path now, even in elementary school.
Chris, right. What was it like for these kids to prepare for this?
Well, it was great because, like Amber said, the second set captured the Cincinnati landmarks, which is really good for the city, too. I mean, for the students to really kind of take notice of the wonderful things that are going on in the city, like the, you know, stadiums and different monuments throughout the city. Just to watch the growth once again was amazing for the students. They really got into the whole coaster project. They just kind of, you know, took ownership of it in a way that I hadn't seen before. It's something that it was theirs. They identified with it. I mean, they pushed through so much adversity just in their everyday lives, but to watch them come together and work to make this project just amazing was something to behold.
Yeah, that learning how to fail and regroup and then start over if you have to, that's an amazing lesson,
right,
for kids to learn at this age.
It is. We also want to constantly put in front of our kids people who look like them, who are young entrepreneurs. And so the students read a book by a young lady. Her name is Maya Penn, and she started her first business at the age of 8. And she goes all over the country. She's done several TED Talks about her business. She is now 17. She runs an online clothing business, and she's actually looking for a manufacturer to mass produce her clothing line because it is so popular. But again, we want to teach our kids, you don't have to wait to become an adult to do something really fabulous with your life and really interesting and to be of service to others. And so the kids read a book about Maya Penn, her book. She's written several books, and one is her autobiography, and it's called You Got This. And they read the book about her, and then they were pleasantly surprised that she actually made a trip to Cincinnati to see them yesterday. So they were able to talk with her. When she walked out onto the stage, it was like Oprah walked into the room. They were screaming, and they were excited. They couldn't believe this person who they read about was actually in their midst. And so she talked with them, and she answered their questions, and then she allowed some of the kids to pitch their Shark Tank ideas to her, and she gave them feedback. It was very exciting and very cool, and the kids were energized.
We will continue our conversation. You can join us at 513-419-7100, or you can email us, talk@wvxu.org. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Haney, and here to discuss the CPS Vision 2020 initiative and the Student Enterprise Program are Cincinnati Public Schools Deputy Superintendent and Chief Academic Officer Laura Mitchell, Rothenburg Preparatory Academy Principal Amber Simpson, and Westwood School Principal Christopher Grant. You can join us at 513-419-7100. You can email talk@wvxu.org. or you can find us on Facebook or Twitter. I'd like you to describe the coasters a little bit more, particularly the ones that came out as the second set, the ones that actually have landmarks on them. What were some of the landmarks that they picked up on, Chris?
Sure. So for the Cincinnati landmarks, you had the Bridges of Cincinnati. You also had Major League sports teams. You had King's Size Fun, which kind of captures King's Island and the Eiffel Tower, which is located in King's Island. And you had the Cincinnati streetcar. So what the students did is they took those landmarks and actually captured those pictures onto the coaster itself. It's really amazing.
And the students did the artwork and
Yes, this was yet another opportunity for us to pull in another content area. So our art teachers actually supported this by selecting some student drawers who have done some great work in art. And so each school did separate landmarks. So my school, we actually did Union Terminal right across the street, down the street here. And then we also did Music Hall and Fountain Square and the Cincinnati Zoo. So, you know, being able to pick up on those students who really have that gift of drawing, that was really cool to get the art teacher involved and connected with Student Enterprise as well.
So they did coasters for this year. Any idea what they might do next year, or is that just going to totally depend upon what they pitch?
It kind of depends. I mean, the students really got into the idea with the book. They really love the book. They love the coasters. You had a lot of different products that students kind of really want to push. So I think we're just going to have to kind of wait and see exactly what we decide to go with as a final product for next year.
But Chris has some students who actually develop and design bow ties.
Yes, we did. So what we did is we started a Bow Tie Tuesday. It was just kind of an initiative because when we became an enterprise school, of course, we wear uniforms, red shirts and black pants or white shirts and black pants. But the students wanted to do something else. And at the time, we hadn't gotten that far like Amber to do the blazers yet. But we decided, okay, why don't we try bow ties? So I started. I said, okay, every Tuesday we'll do a Bow Tie Tuesday. And it really kind of started with just some plain kind of black, red bow ties. But the students really wanted to take it to the next level. So students actually, as their enterprise projects, started to develop and design their own bow ties. And it has been amazing just watching the design of these bow ties. I mean, they started out making them out of duct tape. And now they actually use, I guess, quality fabric. So from duct tape to quality fabric. You've seen the whole growth. They love the bow ties. Not just the boys. The girls wear them. Now I have all my paraprofessional men wearing the bow ties. Every male teacher in the building. So if you walk into Westwood on any given Tuesday, you will see students and staff, male and female, in a bow tie. It's been amazing.
So it sounds like it's all aspects of business. You do design.
Yes.
You do marketing. You do your sales work. It's everything that they're learning in this.
Absolutely. We're trying to give them a value set. We recognize that all students won't decide to be business owners or entrepreneurs, but the values that we are instilling in them will carry them and help them to be successful as contributors in their communities and in the world. And that's really the big plus in all of this.
Laura, how important is it for students to have access to specialized learning like this? And how can the community support this?
Yeah, so it's really important because when kids are provided programs in which they're interested in, then they become a lot more engaged in school. So when I think about the Vision 2020 and the 7 schools that received new programming, we saw an increase in enrollment in those schools. So those 7 schools have an additional 200 kids that they didn't have the year before. And I have to believe that part of that's some of the new program focus that we have for those schools. So it's very exciting to engage our kids in fun learning exercises and activities that really fit what they're interested in. So it is extremely important, not only to the kids, but also to the community. And so that's why next school year, we're launching an additional 9 more schools next year. So then we'll be up to 16 schools at the end of next year with a new program focus. And so you'll see some different programming than we saw this year. But it's important for us every single day to provide our kids with a hope for the future. And that's what this program does. It says that you can do something beyond Cincinnati Public Schools when you're an adult or even right now. And so that's what we really want to do. We want to provide and stir up in our students passion around something that they're interested in and help them figure out how to have that thing happen. Because all the time, kids don't necessarily come to school for the academics. And so we have to provide a lot more for them to engage them and show them how the academics can actually benefit them in something that they're truly interested in. Quite honestly, when I think about myself, I'd always say this, I should be retired by now because I started my career when I was 4 years old. I always knew I wanted to be a teacher. And so I think we need to expose our kids to lots of different things that they might find interesting, let them play with things and have fun with it, and then figure out how they can turn that into a career pathway just like I did.
You said you've seen an increase in enrollment. Has this helped attendance as well? Do you see less absenteeism?
Absolutely. It's helping to strengthen our school programs as a whole. So every aspect, you know, with attendance, students who have come and moved into our communities or who are just wanting to be a part of our school family because of the specialized programming that we have. So, you know, we are reaping the benefits all around.
Yeah, I agree. Students want to come to school, and that's the whole thing. If it's just coming to school because they know they're designing coasters or because it's a special bow tie day or we're wearing our blazers today, it just gets, you know, it's those hooks that invite the students in to say, oh, today's blazer day. We want to be there. You know, it's bow tie day. Oh, let me get my bow tie. So it makes school fun again.
What are the students telling you about this program?
Well, you know, they are so excited just that they get to see business owners, that they get to see young people who have actually done this, that they're learning things that they wouldn't have thought about, you know, tapping into before. So there's so much buzz and excitement from the kids because they are getting an experience like none other. They have been, you know, our students that we started with 5th and 6th grade this year, so many of them have been in our schools for, you know, 4 years. And so now there's been this big change and this big excitement around the new programming because it's different, it's new, it's fresh, and it's so exciting for them.
Yeah, what are you seeing, Chris?
Same thing. I mean, they love it. The fact that they're being exposed to so much, that's what they keep telling me. Mr. Grant, we didn't know this existed. We didn't know we could do this. We didn't know about that. So just the fact that they're being exposed to so many things, especially in the business world, okay, for some of these students, this is the one little thing they need, the spark to get them going. Mm-hmm. One of my coasters, my Cincinnati streetcar, was designed by one of the most quiet students I have. He's from Russia, okay? Very quiet. Doesn't say two words throughout the entire day. But once we gave him the ability to do this, now he does nothing but talk all the time. It's been amazing to see his awakening, but it's because of this idea.
What about the parents? What do they think?
Same thing. The parents have embraced it. They love it because, once again, if the students are doing better in school academically, better with attendance, and their attitudes are more positive, then, of course, the parents, you know, they're on board with that. So I think even next year, Amber and I kind of talked about different ways we can get the parents more involved in this whole initiative because, of course, you know, their support is much needed for our success.
Yeah, and I mean, that's absolutely, and that's one of the benefits of, you know, we're partnering together. So Chris and I have collaborated a lot, and there are lots of ideas that he has or things that are happening in his school that we want to duplicate at Rothenburg. And to be able to bring the two schools together, we've had an opportunity a few times to bring the two schools together so that they bounce out ideas off of one another, and they get to just communicate with one another and share the growth that's happening. So we're excited about what's happening, not just with the students, but also with our parents. Our parents love it. It's like a renewed faith in our schools and in our students. And so we're just excited about hooking them in more as well and getting them involved. When we're in the pop-up shop, we have parents who are just there the whole day and they just want to, you know, watch their kids selling to strangers. You know, they're just loving the confidence that they're seeing exude from their kids.
Do you have a parent say, I never knew my kid had that in him?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We've heard that. And so, you know, those are the things, the big wins that we are looking for and that we're loving to see from as a result of us having these programs in our schools.
So, Laura, 16 schools is the next step. Okay. And then beyond that?
Right. So we're starting an additional 9 schools for the upcoming school year. We've already started the planning process, quite honestly, back in September. And so they will launch. And then in September, we'll pick our next 9 schools. And then we'll work on the development of those for the entire school year. And we don't pick the focus at central office. It actually comes by way of the community. And so the principals, they engage the community. They engage parents to find out, what kind of programming do you really want for your school? And so that's the type of programming that we build out for them. And so it's very exciting to see our kids excited about coming to school and encouraged and to believe that there's a hope and a dream for their future.
Well, Laura, Amber, and Chris, thank you for joining us this
afternoon.
Thank you.
Cincinnati Public Schools Deputy Superintendent and Chief Academic Officer Laura Mitchell, who was recently picked to replace Mary Ronan as CPS Superintendent when she retires this August, Rothenburg Preparatory Academy Principal Amber Simpson, and Westwood School Principal Christopher Grant.